Can't export animation that translates some bones but only rotates others. I'm not sure what the issue is there. Don't you have the option to, you know, translate or rotate it, any of them?
The issue is that when you export an animation, either it contains translations or it doesn't. So even if there's only like one or two bones in the animation that you need to actually translate, the whole animation, every bone that you're moving, is going to contain position location. So if it's updating based on when the head and skull and all that change position, any animation that contains translation is going to update the positions of those on, like, every frame.
Yeah, and this is with Avastar?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not really an issue if there's translations in the animation as long as the values aren't changing, right? If you translate at the beginning of the animation and then just, you know, keep repeating that same value every time, then, you know, as far as the body size calculation goes, that's equivalent to not changing it at all because it's just going to keep setting it to the same value.
Maybe I'm hearing this incorrectly, but is it that you're saying you can't have an animation with, well, I'm reading it, so it says you translate some bones but only rotate others? We can't do that? We can do that.
You can do that inside of Blender. But once you start the animation, everything contains translations. I dare you to right now make an animation that rotates an arm and moves some other bone and then change to another set of joints, like a small avatar, and play that animation, and you're going to see that arm jutting out to the size that it was in the default avatar when you animated it.
If I'm understanding this correctly, this is a kind of a tool question that this is something that's hard to do. Is this Avastar that all these animations are getting made in?
For me, yes.
Yeah. Okay. As far as I know, there's not any fundamental issue with including just rotations or just translations in an anim file. I think it may be more of a tool question. But as far as the height calculation stuff goes, it's not really a matter of whether there's an animation, track for the position. It's just a question of whether the value actually changes over time. As long as it's steady, then you shouldn't get glitches related to the height, on the relative to the ground changing.
If you make an animation, you can translate a single bone by moving it, and you can rotate other bones. But if you export that animation with translations, then all of the bones are going to translate. So right now I'm wearing a short avatar with custom joint positions, but of course these wings were animated with the default skeleton with normal sized limbs. So when I play this animation, which needs translation on the wings, but only has rotation on the arms and legs, you can see my arms and legs get bigger to match the size of the regular default skeleton. So that's what I was saying earlier. If it's updating your height based on translation in the animation, that might be what's causing Aki to move all around, because obviously she needs translations for that dragon. But if it's seeing each frame of that, even when it's not actually translating the skull, it might be like making it go on her.
Yeah, I mean, as long as the bone position doesn't change, the calculation for the height, it isn't going to change either. So I mean, just the fact that there's a translation defined in the animation isn't a problem. It's really only if the value changes over time, right? If it just stays fixed, then I don't think you're going to see any kind of unexpected behavior as a result of that.
Your flight animation, you were animating the wings with translations, but you were only doing rotations on the body.
Sorry, which flight animation?
The ones you just did. Translation animations on the wings, but she only had rotation animations on the body. But since the whole animation gets tagged with joint positions, then the it's causing her arms and legs to honor the joint positions in whatever animation file she has. So since she animated the wings on a skeleton that wasn't the short avatar, she suddenly becomes a tall avatar.
You can just remove the translation from the dope sheet or action editor in Blender.
You can either remove it or just hit the little microphone next to the listing in the dope sheet, and that will temporarily mute it.
No, I didn't know I could do that, so I'll have to play with that. So that may very well fix that issue.
Yeah, I just figured it out working on these bento heads, so...